The brand new program this year is the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, or RCPP. It promotes coordination between NRCS and its partners to deliver conservation assistance to producers and landowners. Jason Willer, chief of USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, said this is a huge opportunity for their conservation partners.
What's different here is it puts local communities and local partners in the driver's seat. They get to design projects, whether it's water quantity, water quality, wildlife habitat, air quality, energy conservation, you name it. Those partners get to identify needs in their communities and identify the right tools they need to help work with landowners, farmers and ranchers and forest landowners to meet their business objectives, but also to provide those broader benefits for improved natural resource management.
And he explains who the partners are they are targeting.
We have the Soil and Water Conservation Districts, for example, state agencies, the State Departments of Ag, Natural Resource Conservation Agencies, but they're also sportsmen groups. And what's different about this program, we're also inviting new partners to the table. So for-profit companies, agricultural corporations, food retailers, city councils and different county managers are welcome to this, and even universities are welcome to put together projects and build coalitions focused on those natural resource conservation projects that they can then request money from us. We'll then provide that money, both the financial assistance, the technical assistance funding, to deliver on those projects.
Weller said the 2014 Farm Bill created the RCPP. To learn more, go to the NRCS website. That's nrcs.usda.gov, or stop by your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.